While we look for ways to pass the time and stay okay during the ongoing pandemic, art, the appreciation of and creation of, is just one of the many ways we can do that. This is Lisa Berry, and the University of Michigan Museum of Art has launched what they're calling UMA Chill, a series of social events and interactive experiences that will help reconnect you with the arts and provide what they're saying is a temporary cure, at least to the winter blues. And one of the people participating is Ann Arbor artist, teacher at the University of Michigan, founder and creative director of Festifools and Full Moon, Mark Tucker. What will you be doing as part of UMA Chill?
Oh, well, thanks so much for having me on. I just feel very fortunate that folks from the University Museum of Art reached out to me and asked me if I would do one of my favorite workshops that I like to do usually in person, but I'm looking forward to doing online. And that is a luminary making workshop for an event that I started, 10 years ago, called Full Moon. And for me, this is going to be a real pleasure because it's a free event. Anyone can go on to the University of Michigan Museum of Art's website and register for it. But we're going to be doing it on Zoom. And so I'm calling it Zoom Moon. And I think it's going to be a lot of laughs, but also just a way to get creative in these very, very chilly times.
What is a luminary sculpture?
Well, I discovered it about 10 years ago when I was fortunate enough to take about 15 students from the university to a small village in Moronezio, Italy. And this is a really small village, about 4 people in the wintertime. It swells to like 25 in the summertime. But when we were there in this tiny, tiny little village, they made these little lanterns out of wire and tissue paper and put little candles in them. And it was a very spiritual event where we would walk up to this like 11th century church on the edge of a cliff, carrying our lanterns. But when I saw that, I said, oh, this would be great. I bet I could bring this idea back to Ann Arbor. And then because we had so much fun making them there, I thought people in our community would love to make them too. We fill them with LED lights, and we make them instead of out of bamboo and stuff like that, we make them out of wire and tape. And then historically in the last 10 years, we've all got together with our creations after we've made them, and we do a processional through town. But this year, of course, there'll be other ways to present them, or maybe just more intimate ways, just among family and friends, or hanging them up on your porch or in your window of your house.
Who can participate in your Zoom Moon Luminary Sculpture Making event?
Well, anyone. Lisa, you can even come.
I'm tempted. Fun. I saw the list of supplies, and it's everything from tissue paper to batteries. And I'm like, that's intriguing.
Right. Well, and Ace Barnes Hardware have partnered with us in the past, and they're very, very lovely, lovely family to work with. They have all the supplies too this time of year that people can get for this, and anyone can come and do it. Maybe small kids might need a hand, from an adult, but it's fun. We're gonna make things like start with zoo animals, Zoo Moon, but I'm gonna show people the basics of how to do it, but then there are some advanced techniques I would love to share as well.
Mark Tucker, I think of you as one of the most creative people in town. And I want to ask you, how has this pandemic been for you? Has it helped you be more creative, or how important has it made being creative seem at this time where a lot of people have just been staying home and trying to stay healthy for the last year?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are dealing with it differently. I think one of the benefits of being an artist or someone who calls themselves creative is that we can, we can create our own reality in a way. And I think that people, especially for people of kids, I think helping them find their creative center right now is really important, something that you can use the rest of your life. And even for older professionals, people who might not have dipped their toes into the creative waters, I think making something in these times really helps. Right now, it feels very unsettling, right? But when you make something and you have something to show for it and you're looking at it, that gives you agency. And it really gives you a sense of control over your life.
So we have the Zoom Moon online event coming up, and you're also partnering with local filmmaker Donald Harrison. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, Donald's an old buddy of mine, and he's great. He's going to come in with, a long lens so we can be socially distant. And I think there might be some repartee between us, because once we get in a room together, it's a lot of fun. But yeah, he's going to actually try to make this look better than the average Zoom workshop, and certainly make me look better and make me sound better. So yeah, I couldn't do it without Donald. And then the good people at the Museum of Art, Brianna and Erica, and my good acting friend, Jim Leha, they have been behind the scenes getting this all set up. And their whole series, I think, is worth checking out, their UMA plus Chill series. Just give them a little plug. I'm so grateful for, you know, it takes a village, including the program I work for at the University of Michigan, which is the Lloyd Scholars for Writing and Arts program. I have to do a shout out to them because they've really helped me during this pandemic, because I had to learn to teach online. You can imagine teaching art online. I like to say I'm lucky that I didn't have to teach ceramics or glass blowing, but still teaching any kind of visual art online has been challenging, but it's also been really good. It's like, oh, I take this whole drawer of teaching tricks I've had over the years and dump it out and take a look at it and decide what's really important here. What should I really get across to my students? And I've been able to test that out, see what works and what doesn't work. And I have to say, I think people really love making things, and they love making things online. I don't think that's going to change. So I'm really excited to launch this new online venture called Zoom Moon.
One thing that intrigued me, Mark Tucker, about reading about you was that you teach art classes for non-art majors at the University of Michigan.
Yeah, they have an art school that takes care of the majors. It's great because I have students from all across the university, right? So I've got a biochem major, and I've got an engineering major, and someone who's into filmmaking, writing, et cetera. And you put all of these into a room, all these students with their various talents, interests, and intellects, and you really get some exciting things that come out of it. So for many of them, this might just be a one-time foray into the arts, but I think it's still very important. I think it's important to learn to see. And I think it's important, especially to find your creative center, no matter what you're going to do in life later on.
I like that, your creative center, because I love art. I talk about art. I'm fortunate enough to bring local artists to the community here on WEMU. I appreciate it, but I am a horrible artist. I don't think I can create anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's helpful to have someone, you know, hold your hand, sort of like a tightrope where you've got someone helping you walk across this tightrope the first couple of times. But after you get the hang of it, it comes more naturally. But I've heard that from many people. Oh, I can't even draw a stick figure.
Right.
And the reality is, if you said that about the English language, oh, I can't even write a sentence, right? I think in the education field, we'd be more shocked, right? But we're not quite as shocked as we should be about our visual literacy. And so I think that I think it's important. I think it's important for everybody to try this out and see if they can creatively approach the world in a way that then becomes helpful for them, no matter what they end up pursuing. So everybody, though, I think is creative, Lisa. I think it's just the act of getting out of bed, you know, if you think about it, some days is a creative act.
Right.
I think there's a future today. I'm going to be a part of that future, you know, and you design your life. So it's not always just about drawing a picture. Sometimes you're just kind of drawing your future.
Well put, Mark Tucker. UMA Chill coming up. How do we find out more, and when is it happening, and do we have to sign up, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's helpful to register, and you can go to umma.umich.edu, which is U-M-M, as in Mark, A.umich.edu. And it'll take you right to the registration for all of their UMA Chill programs. And I think I'm the last workshop, which is on February 27th, so Saturday at 1 o'clock, 1 to 3. Or I'll stay on longer if people want to stay on afterwards. But yeah, people will be able to be there live. I can answer questions. We're just going to have a little art-making party.
I love that, an art-making party. We will put links to all that, too, with this interview on our website, wemu.org. Mark Docker, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks so much for having me.